For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, a curious thing, and they wrap up this weekend. Taming of the Shrew at Chautauqua, they're doing sort of a gender bender so that the shrew in this case is a guy. And Taming of the Shrew at Shakespeare in Delaware Park is sort of a pirate theme going on. Is all this necessary?
I have not seen either production as we're speaking now, a little in advance, and that's what's necessary to tell whether or not a gesture like that is called for. I find it provocative to switch the genders because there's something implicitly problematic about doing the Taming of the Shrew in a post-feminist moment in history. It's just there's something, you know, rather awful about the plot of the Taming of the Shrew now, that this woman just gets beaten down until she acquiesces and is ashamed that women are so simple. There is the potential to highlight something about the comedy by switching the genders in the case of Chautauqua. Another reason to do that is, of course, that they would like to showcase the numerous women, excellent women in the Chautauqua company. And that's frequent in acting programs around the country. Lots and lots of very, very fine women who in the classical canon do not get opportunities. Many, many more roles for men than for women in Shakespeare. It's also the reason that a few years ago, Shakespeare in Delaware Park did an all-female Macbeth to allow those opportunities, and then it was put upon Eileen Dugan to find the logic of that through interpretation of the script. Pirates? I don't know. It might illuminate the piece as never before. There have been other occasions when I've not experienced that in Delaware Park. Although the idea was not original to them, I didn't think the execution of the Wild West measure for measure added to our understanding of Shakespeare's play. Sometimes I've felt that by gussying up Shakespeare, they're kind of apologizing for Shakespeare. And I wonder, does this company like Shakespeare at all? Why did they think it was necessary to distract us from some of the most beautiful language ever written? You know, it's difficult to say. There are occasions when it works, and there are occasions when I wince. And I'll have to see in order to determine what it is in each of these cases. Last week, we talked a little bit about the appointment of Michael Murphy from the Old Globe in San Diego to Tony Conti's position as president of Shays Buffalo. Interesting transition from a producing house to a presenting house. But the history of the Old Globe in San Diego, it began doing 50-minute versions of Shakespeare. And doing Shakespeare, including outdoors, has been a mainstay of that theater ever since. It will be interesting to have someone additional in our community with a good knowledge of good Shakespeare. And it's always helpful to have new people come in to help us see ourselves perhaps a little more critically, which we should always be doing. That, yes, we want to celebrate our accomplishments, but we also want to aspire for something a little more. And I would expect over the next few years that we'll be seeing a transition at Shakespeare in Delaware Park. And it will be good, I hope. It could be good, rather, I should say. I don't want to err where I've seen others go and praise with no accomplishment, but you know, it is interesting to see somebody with that resume come into our community.
Certain theaters in Buffalo are expected to do certain things. For example, Subversive Theater, we expect them to do political dramas. Irish classical, well, says it in the name, but Torn Space, I still don't have a mental handle on them. And tonight and tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it's sort of a six-hour performance piece.
Well, I think that you just unwittingly encapsulated it. It is the unexpected. They are pushing theater beyond the traditional boundaries, that if you see a Streetcar Named Desire, it is likely to be an expressionistic view of it. So pushing to the direction of more performance art or theater in unexpected spaces, opening up the theater and trying to breathe a new lives and perspectives, that is what Torn Space does. And so that is what you can always expect. And they really excel in that regard. I often find it thrilling.
The play, or the performance piece, My Voice Has an Echo in It, is at the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle over on Fillmore Avenue, and that's tonight and tomorrow at 5. They're also simultaneously putting on Burden. It's a new performance installation at Silo City. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.